State officials are stepping up their outreach programs to alert Vermonters that the deadline to sign up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act is this Friday. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, the additional outreach efforts are taking place because the overall enrollment period this year is much shorter than in years past.
A year ago, the enrollment period lasted 3 months. This year, it runs for just 6 weeks. Sean Sheehan is the deputy director of the state's Health Access Department. He says the new deadline is important because it's very difficult for someone to sign up for coverage outside of the enrollment period. There has to be a qualifying event, like the loss of a job or a divorce.
If they don't have insurance, they should sign up. They need to confirm a plan before December 15th, or otherwise they might not be able to get coverage before 2019.
Sheehan says the number of inquiries about coverage is up significantly this year. But he says part of the increase is probably due to the shorter enrollment period.
The fact that it's up 40% is a good sign that our partners, our stakeholders, our members, other Vermonters are really getting the word out, letting people know that the deadline is December 15th this year.
Sheehan says his office is also working with local community members to help identify Vermonters who are interested in obtaining health care coverage.
I think with Vermont having such a low uninsured rate, it's a really targeted set of people who don't have insurance, so we're doing the best we can to directly target those people.
Mike Fisher is Vermont's healthcare advocate. His office fields hundreds of calls from Vermonters who have questions about the Affordable Care Act.
If you're thinking about signing up for healthcare, or you're thinking that this is a task you need to take care of, the time is now. You know, after Friday, it's going to be too late. So just really encouraging people to pay attention to open enrollment this year.
Approximately 28,000 individuals enrolled in Vermont Health Connect last year, and Fisher says about two-thirds of them were eligible for premium reductions.
Many people find out that they're eligible or that their children are eligible for Medicaid, for Dr. Dinosaur. So now is the time to really pay attention to this.
Fisher says he's also concerned that some Vermonters might be misinformed about the status of the individual mandate in the Affordable Care Act. While a proposed tax bill in the Senate eliminates the mandate, Fisher says it's not certain this provision will be part of the final law. So for the time being, he says the mandate is still in place. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.